This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Alluri Sitaram Raju International Airport at Bhogpuram. Developed under the public-private partnership mode at a cost of over 5,600 crore rupees, the Greenfield Airport has been designed to handle 6 million passengers annually. The Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of national highway projects worth over 1,880 crore rupees. After concluding his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Prime Minister will reach Mysuru, Karnataka, where he will inaugurate the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Center, Vivek Smarak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that abuse and hatred never solve anything. He appealed for compassion towards misguided youth who have gone astray, saying they should be guided onto the right path in the spirit of nation building and national interest rather than punished. In a video message posted on his social media handles, the Prime Minister referred to the recent incident at Jantar Mantar in national capital, where abusive language was used against him and his late mother. He said the episode had been witnessed by people across the country and the world, adding that while the anger and disappointment in society over such conduct were understandable, childhood is also a phase of learning, making mistakes and correcting them. Mr. Modi said, instead of dragging such youngsters through court proceedings or subjecting them to social harassment, society should embrace them and show them the right path.
बचपन में गलतियां होती हैं और बचपन में गलतियों से सुधरने का अवसर भी होता है। एक गुमराह बच्चे हैं, उनको राह दिखाना हमारा काम है। उनको सजा देना, अदालतों के चक्कर कटवाना, समाज में उनको प्रताड़ित करना, इससे हम परिस्थितियां नहीं बदल पाएंगे। मैं उन्हें माफ करना चाहता हूँ। समाज भी मेरी इस बात को स्वीकार करे। मैं इन बच्चों को कहता हूँ, बच्चों आओ, हम देश के लिए साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़े। देश बहुत आगे बढ़ रहा है, आगे बढ़ने वाला है, और आपका भी आगे बढ़ना निश्चित हो, यही मेरा सपना है।
The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana PMSSY for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the scheme envisages the development of 5,000 megawatt of floating solar photovoltaic projects with co-located energy storage systems having a minimum storage capacity of 2 hours totaling 10,000 megawatt hour. The Union Cabinet has also given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from 2026-27 to 2030-31. India said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi last evening and conveyed India's deep concerns at the ongoing hostilities in the region. During the telephonic conversation, Dr. Jaishankar strongly urged that attacks on commercial shipping and seafarers be avoided under any circumstance. He stressed that India condemns any such attack by any party. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri concluded his two-day visit to Bhutan. During his visit, Mr. Misri co-chaired the 5th India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks for the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan. During the 5th plan talks, both sides reviewed the overall progress and implementation of Government of India's support of 10,000 crore rupees for Bhutan's 13th five-year plan. And in Commonwealth Games, India's historic first-ever judo gold medals, a javelin throw double podium led by Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra, and a stunning day in the boxing ring where 10 pugilists marched into the finals highlighted another memorable day for the country's athletes at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. With this, India's medal tally at the Commonwealth Games has risen to 23, including 5 gold, 12 silver and 6 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.